A sepia-tinged photograph of the Brooklyn Bridge. CBS Films and Good Universe present a Lawrence Mark production, a film by John Turteltaub. The photo comes to life and gleaming classic cars cruise along a street. One by one, a group of boys have their pictures taken in a photo booth. Michael Douglas, Robert De Niro, Morgan Freeman, Kevin Klein. Smiling, the boys have their picture taken together, in colourful letters, Las Vegas. Two of the boys, Paddy and Billy, do bicep curls for the camera, then Paddy poses with a pretty girl, Sophie. Billy sticks his head into the shot. When it's just the two of them, Billy gives Sophie a kiss. Laughing, she pushes him away. Next, Paddy pecks her on the cheek. He invites her to kiss him on the cheek, and when she makes to do so, he turns, stealing a kiss on the lips. Mary Steenburgen, Romany Malco, Jerry Ferrara, Roger Bart, Joanna Gleason. The boys bicker for possession of the booth. Paddy frowns like a young Robert De Niro. Archie, a handsome black boy in a checkered shirt, collects pictures of Paddy from the machine and rejoins his pals.
Great, man.
Look at you.
Oh, this one's
Ryan. Oh, that's a keeper.
That's a keeper, Paddy.
Paddy, you are one ugly kid.
Hideous.
A monster.
Prick.
Asshole.
Gentlemen, such language in front of my girl.
She's not your girl.
Pat is right. Thank you, Pat.
Hey! Well, look at what we have here. The Flatbush Four, or whatever stupid name you call yourselves.
Hey, where'd you jerks get the quarters to these pitches, huh? You stealing from my old man's till again, Sammy?
Come on, Danny. Sam didn't steal a thing.
How would you know?
Because I did. How many weeks has it been since you've been paid, Sam? Five?
Six.
So until he gets paid, we're gonna take everything you owe. Nobody cheats us.
Billy, you moron. He'll kick your ass.
That's right, moron.
Paddy wallops the bully who lands in a heap. Paddy smirks.
No one calls us names except for us.
This fight is gonna make us legends. Run!
Grinning, they run from the shop, Billy with a bottle of whiskey. The image freezes, then turns black and white. Directed by John Turteltaub. 58 years later, Sam, Naples, Florida. A water aerobics class full of old duffers. A woman's flabby backside wobbles in the water. Now with a grey beard, bespectacled Sam is there with his wife. Remaining motionless, he grimaces at the aged instructor.
All right, just do it. It's good for your knee.
Good for my knees, but it's destroying my soul.
Damn, shush.
She can't hear me. None of them can hear me. Looking good, Gloria. Oh, sorry, did I just step on your foot, or was that your breast?
She gives him a thumbs up. Sam sees a frizzy-haired old man slumped over a float. He taps the man on the head.
Ira?
What, Sam?
Just checking.
The instructor winds her hips.
Grind it.
Sam arches an eyebrow. Archie, Englewood, New Jersey.
You are my sunshine.
He cradles his baby granddaughter in his arms. The boyhood photo booth pictures of Archie share space with photographs of him as a young man in the military and photos of his son, daughter-in-law, and granddaughter.
You never know, dear, how much I love you.
What are you doing? You're not supposed to be lifting anything heavy.
Oh, come on, man. You got a bit of an ass on him, but I don't think that qualifies as heavy.
Okay.
Why don't you let me take care of it today?
Your only job is to relax. We don't want another episode, do we? All right, organize your medication. I program the alarms on your phone, and I put the schedule on the fridge. Okay?
Okay.
Good.
All right.
Say bye-bye to Grandpa.
Call me if you need anything at all.
Sure thing.
All right.
Bye, Blakey. See you this evening, sweetie. Remember, Grandpa loves you.
Archie cuts a lonely figure as his son Ezra leaves with his wife and their daughter, Blake. Paddy and Sophie, Brooklyn, New York. Wearing Crocs and a dressing gown, craggy-faced Paddy reclines in an armchair with his eyes closed and the TV on.
Hi, it's Vince with ShamWow. You'll be saying wow every time you use this towel. It's like a chamois, it's like a towel, it's like a...
He has a book open in his lap.
This works wet or dry. This is for the house, the car, the boat, the RV. ShamWow.
Paddy stirs and opens his eyes.
Look at this. It just
what?
Doesn't work. Why didn't you want to work twice?
Go away, I got a bat.
It's Elizabeth, your neighbor. I brought you soup.
That's why I have the bat.
He answers the door.
Hey, Mr. C. It's potato week.
Soup. He sniffs it.
Yeah, I know. Something funny happened with the leaks. Can we just pretend again?
I can't wait to taste your soup. Thank you.
You're welcome. Wait, there's a free concert tonight in Prospect Park, and I was going to take my grandmother. And I thought you two might, I don't know, get along okay.
Elizabeth.
It's really funny.
Elizabeth, listen, please. You're a very pretty young lady, and I bet the boys are all attracted to you, as long as you don't give them anything to eat. But I have a word of advice. Find a man, don't let him get anywhere near your kitchen, get him married to you or your grandmother, and please, just give me some peace.
It's been almost a year since Sophie died.
Find a man. Stop bringing me soup.
Having shut the door, Paddy returns to his armchair. The photo booth pictures of Paddy and Sophie as children are displayed in a picture frame. Billy, Malibu, California. Sharply dressed Billy paces on his seafront balcony.
Are you kidding? That's great news. And we're expanding our offices right with you. We're going to be turning a lot of heads. I love it. Maybe we should go public. I'm not crazy.
I got you, Carl. You're a genius.
Honey, we're going to be late.
I know. I'm almost ready.
You didn't even have your clothes on.
Oh, because I thought I would just wear this.
His young squeeze strips down to a bikini.
Love you.
Love you, too. No, not you, Carl. The news is great. Before you change your mind, I'm going to hang up right now.
Grave-faced, Billy heaves a sigh and digs some cue cards from his pocket. He takes a look at them, then glances at his reflection in a mirror. He's trim and tanned with cropped silver hair. His tie hangs loose around his neck. Furrowing his brow, he reads from the cards.
Hey, Ronnie, you were feeling low. You remember what I said?
He winces and closes his eyes.
Shit.
He looks himself in the eye and forces a smile.
Ronnie, you're feeling low. You remember what I said?
Billy speaks at a funeral.
Ronnie, I know you're down in the dumps, but as a fellow bachelor, I know you're going to bounce back because you may not be smart and you may not be good looking, but you got one thing that every woman loves. You have an enormous beach house. And that's why when they called me and told me that my friend... my mentor had passed away peacefully in his bed. I said that's exactly how he would have wanted it. Except maybe with a young redhead lying on top of him.
The laughter subsides, leaving only bored faces. A man yawns. Billy stares at the listless congregation.
You know why Ronnie died in his bed? Because for 2 years, he never got out of that damn bed. I got a beautiful young girlfriend here who guys half my age are drooling over. I'd marry her before I'd give up like Ronnie.
His girlfriend Lisa is breathless. Noticing her reaction, Billy laughs, then shrugs.
I said it, babe. So what do you think? You want to get hitched?
Everyone in the pews turns to look at beautiful, mousy-haired Lisa. She beams, nods, and mouths yes. She knocks a man's walking stick over as she squeezes out into the aisle.
So sorry.
Ronnie, I'll see you in 30 years, pal.
We bought this toy ring at CVS on our way home yesterday.
Yeah, this is just a temporary one.
Oh,
until you get the real thing.
Yeah, by which he means the biggest one.
Hello, Billy.
Lisa's dad.
Hey, Neil. Well, your daughter got this engagement party together pretty fast, huh?
No, she probably didn't want to waste a lot of time, considering.
Yeah.
Billy spots a young waiter examining a bottle of whiskey.
Excuse me one minute, please.
He walks off.
Whoa. Look, where'd you get that bottle?
Ran out of scotch. Found this in the back of that cabinet.
No, you don't want to open that.
Billy confiscates the bottle. It's the one he and his pals stole from the store as children.
No.
Sam struggles to open and answer his mobile phone.
Hello.
Hey, is this the bionic man?
Hey, Billy, how you doing? What's going on?
What are you whispering about?
Miriam dragged me to a hideous dinner party. I'm just going through someone named Abraham Rosenbaum's medicine cabinet. He's got some very deadly shit here.
All right, hang on, let me patch you in, Archie.
Archie turns off his TV and answers.
Clayton residence.
How you feeling, Arch?
Billy, hey, how you doing? I'm just sitting here watching this housewives thing. Horrible people, horrible.
Hey, Arch.
Hey, Sam. How's the titanium hip, man?
No, the hip was last year. It's my knee. It's great. Yeah, I'm thinking of having my balls done next.
All right, listen, guys, I got something important here, all right?
Oh, shit, Billy.
Heart or cancer?
Prostate, what?
Look, why every time the phone rings, you think somebody's dying?
I live in Florida now. Usually when the phone rings, somebody is dying.
And I'm getting married.
What?
Wow.
To that young lady who's half your age?
She's almost 32.
Billy, I have a hemorrhoid that's almost 32.
Now, look, Archie, by the time she's my age, okay, I'll be...
Dead. You'll be dead, Billy.